Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know old fat Jeff on I-5 northbound is. Old fat Jeff, are you there? Jeff?
Good morning to you. Yes, no, you morning crew. How y'all doing today? What's up?
What's up, old fat Jeff?
Hey, old fat Jeff, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
I don't know. I'm old and fat now. My memory's going on me. That's kind of a lot to ask for me.
You have a very skinny, youthful voice, though.
This whole conversation how I got that nickname in the same conversation. It was, nobody asks why I'm called Old Fat Jeff, but that's my nickname.
All right.
Well, Steve Miggs, you go ahead and get out of here now.
Keep that trend going.
For those who are playing along, Old Fat Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Hey, real quick before we start, 3 Mark Wahlberg in 1940s. Can you give me those 3 points in case I lay an egg?
Sure. Okay, so confirmation. Okay. He did listen to the cheat sheet. All right, old fat Jeff, are you ready?
I'm never ready for anything. Send it.
Here we go. Despite its name, what color is an airplane's black box?
White.
No.
Oh, crap. Orange?
Yes. How many U.S. states does the Rio Grande run through?
Oh, crap. 3?
Yes. In what joint will you find the medial cruciate ligament?
The arm?
No.
The leg?
No.
Penis. I don't know, pass.
No. How many sides does a heptagon have?
Heptagon. Oh, crap. 6, 8, 10?
No. What is the most popular spirit produced in Jamaica?
Rum?
Yes. What popular actor produced Entourage?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes. What fast food chain offered a sandwich called the Big Montana?
The Big Montana. Oh, God, pass.
In what decade was the first Vespa scooter manufactured?
1940.
Yes. How many watts make up a kilowatt?
Oh, crap. 100?
No.
10?
No.
1?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct. Not too bad, old fat Jeff. Right down the middle.
Oh, crap.
Can I just say that my favorite part is, oh, crap, and then proceeds to guess the right answer like 3 times.
It's because he's brilliant.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
Steve, welcome back.
It's old fat Steve over here.
Are you ready to go?
I believe that I am.
Showtime.
Despite its name, what color is an airplane's black box?
It's orange.
It is. How many U.S. states does the Rio Grande run through?
4.
No.
5.
No.
6.
No.
7.
In what joint will you find the medial cruciate ligament?
The knee joint.
Yes. How many sides does a heptagon have?
11.
No.
12.
No.
10.
No.
Damn.
What is the most popular spirit produced in Jamaica?
Rum.
Yes. What popular actor produced Entourage?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes. What fast food chain offered a sandwich called the Big Montana?
The Big Montana. I'm going to say Jimmy John's.
No.
Oh. Subway?
No.
Huh. Quiznos?
No. In what decade was the first Vespa scooter manufactured?
What decade? 90s?
No.
80s?
No.
70s?
No. How many watts make up a kilowatt?
1,000.
Yes. The Gray Lady refers to which newspaper?
That would be the New York Times.
Correct.
Amazing
and
the Gray Lady.
With time to spare,
wow.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And that is a win. 6-5. Sorry, old fat Jeff.
Is he sailing?
Victory horn toots for you, Steve. Party on, guys.
What did he say?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
It's a celebration.
It sounded like he was sailing.
Yeah.
Well, he did guess correctly that the Rio Grande runs through 3 U.S. states, Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. There are 7 sides to a heptagon.
7.
The Big Montana was a sandwich offered by Arby's. They have the meats. And the first Vespa scooter, Steve, was manufactured in the 1940s.
Have you ever been on a Vespa?
Hell no.
Me neither.
Would you?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go together.
All right, let's go rent one today.
But you have to ride, bitch. You got to hold on to me.
I'm not sure if I really want to do that.
Might have to have a very, very hard pass. Wait, let me check. Hold on. Let's see.
Bitch.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, deal.
All that for nothing.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is our number. And we have a simple question we'd like to ask you. If you've ever seen a band, an artist, anything like that before they got famous. 206-803-ROCK. A simple question for you. If you have seen a band or an artist or anything like that before they got famous. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to ask that simple question after Smashing Pumpkins. Nate Bargatze has officially made comedy history. He's even got a Guinness World Record now for selling the most tickets ever on a stand-up comedy tour.
I was going to Seattle. And if you've ever been to Seattle, Mount Rainier is near Seattle. That's what they call it. Mount Rainier is it's the third biggest mountain in America. It's a good one to go to. I don't know who number one or number two is, but maybe one day it will be number one, you know? Do mountains keep growing? I don't think we know that yet. So it's a good time to see it. It doesn't have the attitude of one or two.
Have you ever seen him?
I have. I actually saw him, I think it was 2 years ago. Uh-huh. He played in Everett up at Angel of the Winds Arena.
Okay.
And he actually broke the records for that venue at the time. I mean, he was really up and coming.
Yeah, because I saw a few people that commented when they saw this news story. That people I know, they're like, I remember seeing him at like these smaller comedy clubs when he would come to town just doing like, you know, the modest like 200 capacity type room. So it's kind of crazy that now he's like the biggest comic in the world.
This most recent one, his Big Dumb Eyes World Tour, sold more than 2 million tickets, broke the previous record, and he's obviously arguably one of the biggest names in stand-up. And this leads to our simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We will start with Brandon on I-5. Brandon, who did you see before they got real famous?
Actually saw Fall Out Boy. It was at Big Game Studios in Fresno, California, and I had to look up the date exactly, but it was July 24th, 2004.
That is awesome.
How many people were there?
It was probably like 30, 40 people. It was really small, yeah. Like, it had a little outdoor area and a little indoor area, but even when everyone went outside just to catch some air during the, you know, Fresno summers, it was pretty packed, like, outside, too, just with, like, the 30, 40 people, so.
Back when they were a punk rock band, and this pop crap that they started putting out. Right, Danny?
Sellouts.
Danny, that's yours, isn't it?
It was. It wasn't as cool as 30 to 40 people, but I saw on that same tour, actually, that summer, they played in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the launch pad. Probably about, you know, 300 people, maybe. And they sold out the show. There was kids down the street, but it was like before they really like got big. And it's like one of those, like, I still can't believe I saw them in that small of a club.
Dude, that's like my wife said. Like, she probably had the same answer, too, because she used to go see them over at El Corazon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Marty in Mount Vernon, our simple question, who did you see before they were famous?
I met Leonardo DiCaprio when I was 14, and he made that movie, This Boy's Life in Concrete, Washington, which is where I'm from.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very exciting. It was the coolest thing that ever happened to our town. It was pretty awesome.
Was this before, was it the Basketball Diaries or when he was like on Growing Pains?
Way before. Yeah. No, he was on Growing Pains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he was 14 when I met him. We're about the same age, so.
It is funny, I get to start like on a silly sitcom like Growing Pains. I say silly, I love the show. Yeah. But Growing Pains, but it's funny that was where he got his start.
And you think about all back then, I mean, the girls that he dates now, they weren't going to be born for like 40 more years.
Oh, right.
It's crazy. 206-803-ROCK. David in Mill Creek, who did you see before they got famous?
So back in 1981, I was going to college at Kutztown State, and a new band, the Hooters, came by and were starting out their new material. They actually wrote the song Time After Time that Cyndi Lauper made famous as a cover. And they also did All You Zombies was their own hit. They were a small band out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Wait, so did they write Time After Time or did they cover it?
No, they wrote those songs.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And they're taking those checks all the way to the bank.
Song just reminds me of Romeo and Michelle's high school
reunion.
Oh my god. Greatest movie of all time. What about you, T-Dog?
Ooh, You know, I would probably say seeing the band Ghost at El Corazon was wild. Because mm-hmm. then, you know, just a couple years later, they're playing, you know, Climate Pledge Arena and selling that out. Same thing for Greta Van Fleet. Saw them at the Tractor Tavern.
I was saying it was a
Tractor Tavern. And they weren't even old enough to drink. They were like 19 years old in that place. And, you know, almost 10 years later, they're...
Oh, gosh. You're triggering all these, like, different ones. Because I just thought about Sum 41, seeing him at El Corazon. And it was Derek's 21st birthday.
Oh,
and we had shots
gosh.
With him.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to see Sum 41 when they were popular.
I did.
Cool and Steve Miggs.
I also saw Limp Bizkit when they were
on the first
tour.
Turn off his microphone, Danny. Turn off his microphone.
Saw the Strokes open up for the Doves. Mitch Hedberg before he blew up.
Okay, Steve, you win. You're the coolest.
But you got to see the Offspring and smoke weed with them at one point, too, huh?
No, that was Cypress Hill.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we're having our 55th anniversary party coming up a week from Sunday. It's at Tulalip Amphitheater. And if you've never been to an outdoor show there, it's such an awesome venue. So please come join us. Celebrate our 55th anniversary. Get your tickets at KISW.com. And I bet you... they're going to have this one on the set list.
They better.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Apparently, one in five Americans would rather take cooking advice from a food influencer than their own mother.
Oh, yeah.
And 71% say that cooking videos on social media have been inspiring them to try new foods.
It's a quicker conversation. I can't even imagine trying to get like any cooking instructions from my mom just because she's a little bit older.
Sure.
And she doesn't really remember. So I feel like even if I asked her for how to do something, there would probably be a lot of key points forgotten.
Oh, no. You improvise, you know? A dash of this, a little of that.
And that's a lot of, like, I don't know how your mom was, but, like, when she was cooking, there was, she had, like, a little note card with a recipe, but then after that, it was just, like, just add and subtract stuff as you go along.
Oh, yeah. You just gotta feel it, Steve. Just feel it.
Each time, it's a new adventure.
Well, this led to someone online asking, what did the internet teach you how to do? And there are some great replies, which means we've got to go straight to the comments.
All right, let's see if we even we vibe with some of these replies, because I definitely have learned a few things thanks to YouTube tutorials.
Yeah.
All right, so these comments will be read to us by a man who has a massive imprint on the internet.
Zuckerberg?
Nailed it. Nice. We have Robot Mark Zuckerberg reading these comments about what the internet has taught you.
Instagram taught me a bunch of exercises at the gym. It also taught me that apparently every exercise I've ever done is wrong.
I love that comment. I couldn't agree more. There are so many times where I'll find something online. I'm like, that looks like a great idea. It makes sense. They did a great job explaining it. So then I make the mistake of then reading the comments. And they're like, yeah, do that if you want to blow your rotator cuff out. And then I'm like, why can't we see eye to eye on anything when it comes to like exercise ideas?
Everyone always has a better way.
Yeah, but then I'm also like, is this one going to hurt me? Like, I'm okay with having different ways of doing things, but please let me know if this is going to hurt
for
me.
For sure.
Because I suck at this stuff.
YouTube taught me how to drywall. YouTube did not teach me how to drywall well. Oh. Ended up costing me more to fix up my terrible job.
Dude, I will say, when we were doing our first remodel of our house, the attempted drywall was a complete disaster.
Yeah.
And I was very happy to pay somebody thousands of dollars to do it. It was so bad.
There are certain things where I even will be like, I can probably figure it out. And I go on YouTube and I watch. I'm like, that seems still hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on that one.
TikTok taught me how to clean my dishwasher filter. It also taught me there was a dishwasher filter.
I just put the cleaning tablet in there every once in a while and let it do its thing. I didn't know there was a filter.
We had that with our refrigerator, like, making a sound. So I went online to see, like, what was that sound? Like, you need to change your filter. And I'm like, babe, did you know we have a filter in this thing? Same with, like, a microwave. I was like, oh, we have a filter in here.
Crazy.
Thank you, internet.
YouTube taught me how to fix my lawnmower. Took 4 hours to learn something that was explained in a 6-minute video.
I'm not joking. This is what my husband is doing today after work.
Fixing the lawnmower?
He's, like, replacing the spindle or something that I had to order on the internet. It came yesterday. He's fixing it today. We'll see how it goes, guys.
Did he go find a YouTube tutorial on how to do it? Or is he just going to try to figure it out on his own?
He's got a YouTube tutorial.
There are times where I'm putting together, like, right around Christmas time, putting together, like, Tatum's, like, you know, Barbie house, whatever it may be. And my wife always gives me a hard time because she'll walk in as I'm putting it together. And I've got my phone. I've got the video on pause. She's like, you know they have, like, an instruction manual. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to read.
You're a visual learner.
Yes.
Instagram taught me how to smoke a brisket. Nailed it on the first try.
Oh, that's from Danny.
That, yeah. Danny loves the meats.
I do, but you know what? I didn't learn it from Instagram. I learned it from the Traeger app.
There you go.
YouTube taught me guitar. I can play about 14 seconds of 30 different songs.
Dude, and I still remember when I was trying to learn guitar back in the day, it was like, you know, fast forwarding a song and then rewinding the song and that. And then when they started like putting tabs on the internet, I'm like, this is amazing. And it's even better now.
The funny thing is I don't even use tabs anymore. I just like type in whatever song I want to listen to, like guitar cover.
Yeah.
And I just watch the people play it. And that's how I learn how to. I'm like, man, I didn't know Fall Out Boy was this easy to learn.
Just follow their fingers.
Yeah.
That didn't sound right. Sounds like a slogan for a different type of place.
Yeah.
Dude, there's like even like the Drumeo app. I'm like, I still have these hopes of one day like relearning how to play better.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I just use this app and it'll teach you how to do it. With patience, of course.
A little bit of that.
Is there an app for patience?
No.
Okay.
Reddit taught me how to fix my washing machine. Some dude named ButtFart420 saved me $500.
Dude, that's crazy. ButtFart420 also helped me fix my washing machine.
You just did that a couple years ago, right?
I did, and it's still working.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm kind of impressed.
That is very satisfying when it actually works.
Yeah, I was able to fix the washing machine thanks to YouTube. I then tried to fix the dryer thanks to YouTube, and then I called a man to fix my dryer.
Was his name ButtFart, whatever?
Oh, it was ButtFart69. I think they're related.
No.
I learned how to tie a tie on YouTube 5 minutes before a wedding.
Oh, I bet a lot of people are using YouTube to tie ties.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Do you know how to tie a tie?
Yeah, but it doesn't look that great. It's like a little crooked, but yes, I can do it.
Good enough.
Yeah.
YouTube taught me how to replace the garbage disposal. Saved me like $300.
Nice. That's the best feeling.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok taught my wife how to fold a fitted sheet. I still believe witchcraft is involved.
I have no idea how to fold a fitted sheet.
I worked at a spa in college and learned how to fold a fitted sheet. And so when I see someone knows how the hell to fold a fitted sheet, I get real excited.
Can you come over and fold some fitted sheets?
I'll show you how to do it, Danny.
I don't want to learn. I want you to do it.
I'll just do it for you.
I have one fitted sheet I wash and I just put it right back on the bed. I don't have to fold it.
Problem solved.
I learned how to change my brakes from YouTube. It took about a week before my wife got in my car and trusted that I did a good enough job.
I don't blame your wife. Yeah.
Good luck on the freeway this morning, hon.
Let me know how that goes. Okay, we got one more comment. These are things that people learn thanks to the internet. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Instagram taught me that there are a lot of shy girls that want to have sex with me. And thankfully, they have friends that let me know that.
You too? I love those messages. My friend's super shy, but she has the hots for you. Can you message her on Snapchat?
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
An amusement park that we were just visiting has an injured rider from this past weekend. Okay. How so? We're going to tell you about it during What's Trending after Red Hot Chili Peppers. We know that many of you are just starting your day, and trying to keep up with what's happening out there in the world of pop culture is a lot. So we are going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Woo.
Let's go.
Good Day Detroit co-anchor Ryan Ermani is going viral, and it's all because he could not stop laughing while live on the air.
Now they're ice fishing because everything is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for fat in the Bieber.
Yeah.
The Bieber is the most sought after.
It is.
I mean, I feel like if you're the producer, you're like, how long can we go into this story until one of them kind of breaks?
Not long.
It is.
Ryan, do you think you could eat Bieber?
This is an HR
question.
We're
going there. Yeah. We're going there.
It's fat and then it's meat.
Oh, God. All right. I'm going to pose that question to you guys.
Do you think you could eat Bieber?
Definitely.
You'd eat Bieber?
Yeah.
Every night, Steve.
Do you think you could eat Bieber?
Ha cha cha.
No, but I really would.
You eat beaver?
I would try it.
Yeah.
Would
you smoke it?
Yeah. Would you smoke the beaver?
Of course I would.
I would
tenderize it first.
I'd have some deep fried beaver. Making like a nice little pretzel crust on it.
Do you sauce with it, or do you just do
sauce
it?
Sauce for sure.
Okay.
What kind of sauce?
You don't want it to be dry.
That's what I was thinking.
What kind of sauce would you go with?
Well, I mean, you know me, white and creamy ranch.
Yeah. I'm thinking more of like maybe like a hot honey on my beaver meat.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
Something very savory.
Do you think you could eat beaver?
Okay, we're all immature idiots. Hey, so we were recently in Cleveland. So while we were in Ohio, we were like, let's make that trek to Sandusky, Ohio, which was like an hour trek. We went over to Cedar Point, which is considered to be one of the greatest roller coaster amusement parks in the entire world. And it definitely lived up to the hype. And there was one ride that we did not get on, but we all looked at and we're like, I don't know if I could do that one. And apparently it's in the news because of an injury. And here's the news report.
Cedar Point has confirmed that a guest was injured while riding the Siren's Curse roller coaster last Thursday.
So just to kind of paint a picture before we get more into the story, the Siren's Curse roller coaster is like, your roller coaster is like way, way, way up high, and then it just, like the entire ground tilts straight down.
It's like
a ramp.
It shifts to pointing down at the ground. It is very intense.
Whenever I told somebody we went to Cedar Point, everybody responded with, did you go on Siren's Curse? I'm like, damn it. I wish we would have, because it seems to be like the one. Although now, hearing this story, maybe not.
The park now says the guest was taken away to get checked out and treated. The park says the ride functioned properly and reopened after routine safety checks. Siren's Curse, which debuted in 2025, is North America's tallest, fastest, and longest tilt coaster.
Tilt coaster is what it's called. Also most dangerous, apparently.
Yeah.
Also, so it was user error. Okay, then I feel better. We should have gone on.
Well, and also, I like that they said it, you know, they were able to reopen. I feel like that's the best time to go on a roller coaster, is right after they've reopened after some situation.
I mean, I'd like to think so, but also we're putting a lot of faith in the people that are working and like running these machines. Like, okay, are they just like, it looks good?
Push the button.
Or did they get an actual, like, I mean, I'd imagine Cedar Point's a little bit more on the up and up. It's not like some, like, you know, like, kind of sketchy fair kind of a thing. But, like, I would hope that, like, they have, like, some experts and some, like, real good engineers that could, like, double check and triple check these things to make sure it's good to go.
And then we go.
Yes. But more importantly.
But do you think you could eat beaver?
Still yes.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can take down Steve Miggs this morning? He has a record of 221 wins, 134 losses, 63 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we're going to play Beat Miggs at 850.